Geez, we left off yesterday. We had this theory that Tosfos develops in Maseches Shabbos, which really has its oranges in Maseches Gittin, that there are a whole slew of malachas that we don't only focus on the mice itself to determine whether it's a deraisa taking place, but we very, very much take into consideration what your machshava is. Way beyond the regular din of Malach Shechich Lagufa, certain malachas that the machshava just becomes almost like a part and parcel of defining what the malach is. We saw it first in Maseches Gittin, that's where we got started in the first place, Melchach Benas Lichtov. We saw it Korea Benas Litfor. We saw it Seiser Benas Libnos. Then Tosfos threw another one out, it's Kaitzer Benas Lishtamish Be'etzim. And Tosfos dug up a Gemara tucked away in Kuf Mem Hei Maseches Shabbos about Seichet, as a Kvashmas, a Shlokos, Benas to drink the juice. If a person is simply does it legufan, so that's not called a malach. That's some ein derech dishbakach, and that's a mufka from being the malach. That was Tosfos' theory. So we got excited about that last gemara that Tosfos picked up upon. We got very into the pickle juice yesterday. Those who remember, we had our two friends in the pickle juice industry. Who were they? What were their names? Gus and Geffen. Okay, we had a new friends yesterday. Gus and Geffen drinking the pickle juice. And we pointed out that Tosfos' analysis of the pickle juice, Tosfos and Shabbos and Gimel Beis, is by far not the only way to understand that Gemara. That cryptic Gemara that says that if you squeeze pickle juice to drink the juice, you're chayav, but if you do it just to get rid of the extra, you know, high content sodium of the juice, you're not really interested in drinking the juice, so it's mutter. So whereas Tosfos and Shabbos says, oh, that's part of our theory that Kavana plays a critical role, Tosfos backpedals in Maseches Ksubas Davav and says, no, it's based on something totally different. What's it based on? It's a throwback to the good old days of the Aruch. Who's the Aruch? What's the Aruch? So this got the whole ball rolling at the end of the show yesterday. We had to give a whole introduction to understand, to appreciate what Tosfos is talking about. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos that Dovashem is Kavein, the Pasuk Rabbi Shimon is Mutter. The Gemara tells us that it's a Psik Reisha, so it's Chayev. Then the Gemara tells us about a subsegration, the Lo Nichalei, then it's not Chayev. So we had a Machloikas, the Aruch, and the Ri. Does that mean that it's Mutter, or does that mean that's part of Al Osir? So Tosfos says, if you hold like the Aruch, then everything makes sense by the pickle juice. Because when, I forgot which guy it was, oh, Geffen's the guy who wants, but he's not the healthy guy, he's the guy who wants to drink the high sodium, he just came out his blood pressure. So Geffen, who's drinking the pickle juice, he's Chayev. Gus, who's a little much more, you know, natural, he's more careful about his high salt content, so he's going to be mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the Aruch, Sekresh L'Dichle, is mutter l'chad chishmach. So before we could go down the route of understanding Seichas HaKvashim L'Gufan being mutter based on Sekresh L'Dichle, we had to understand a little bit what that Machlekes Tosfos in the Aruch was all about. That's kind of where we hung, where we pretty much ended at the end of the shiur yesterday. What is this Nakud about? What is this major Machlekes? It goes way beyond pickle juice and beyond watering grass, Yadam's grass. This is really, really important. This is really critical. What is the essence of this Machlekes Tosfos in the Reis? B'chon Masim in Maseches Ksubis introduces us the following Chakira. What is the nature of a Psik Reisha? Why is a Psik Reisha Chayav? So the Mishnah is coming, L'maisa. Why am I chayav when I pour water onto the grass? I'm trying to wash Tzitzis Yadayim. The fact that I'm also watering the grass, but it's a Dov Hashem is coming vis-a-vis the grass. So why, what's the chiddush of Psik Reisha? Why is Psik Reisha work? So B'chanan presented us with two ways of understanding it. Either it's the psychological pshat or the halachic pshat. The psychological pshat means that, come on, give me a break. You know your grass is going to get watered. You know your grass is going to grow better. That's your kavan also. Don't tell me I'm booming my tin. Come on, we know what you really want. You want to wash the Siddayim, and you also want to save money on your gardener this week. So we know that you have two intentions. So every Psik Reisha undermines it, for it's no longer a Dover Shem Miskavit. It's a Dover HaMechavit, because your Kavanah has changed. And the Halachic shot was, no, Kavanah, it's one Maisa. If every time you pour water on the grass grows, so then this is no longer viewed as action A and action B. It's a new action, compound action called compound action AB. Washing the Siddayim / watering grass is the same thing. It's the same Maisa. So what's about Davashem Miskavit? Davashem Miskavit means that two different Maisa. So you can argue, I'm schlepping the chair, I'm not making a hole. That's a Davashem Miskavit. But the minute that it becomes Psik Reisha, it's Chada Maisa. So that's when the bell rang and then some yesterday. So we have to go by to the next step. How do we understand the Ptur of Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei? According to both sides of those chakir. That's what we left hanging yesterday. both sides of this chakira have to plug into all the facts on the ground. And the facts on the ground are that if it's lo nichale yapotar, that's a gemara. Shabbos kugum and all, black on white. So grace lo nichale is not going to be chayav. Why? Why is that? So let's go step by step with the chakira. If you understand the psychological pshat, that since I know for a fact that A is going to happen and I know for a fact that B is going to happen, so I'll be mechavin for both. Since the entire mechayev, the entire engine of segresha, lies within the person's mind, his consciousness, which is his desire, one could argue, but mad of I'm a murim, that I'm mechavin to be, because I know it's going to happen. That's if I want it to happen. But if I really don't care that it happens, that it happens, so what do you mean I'm for sure having in mind to do it? I don't know Reuven. I couldn't care less about Reuven's gardening bills. I look partly whether he has nice Christian. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't speak to me. I'm washing it till Shadayim. So when they say, no, Alpidin, you're being mechavin to water and to make sure that Reuven's grass grows. And I'm saying, Rabbi, no, I'm not. And we're going to say, yes, you are. And they're going to say, no, I'm not. So if it's in your backyard and we know that you like to get your grass to grow because that's going to save you money down, you don't have to bringing the sprinkler guys in this week. So then you can't argue with the facts. The facts are we're mishar. Chazal mishar, the psychology is that psychration, the nichle you're mechaving for. But once it's a psychration, lo nichle, that psychology breaks down. So that's the reason why a psychration, the lo nichle, is not chayev. So Rabbi say, what are we saying when we're saying a psikreishal nichle is not chayev? What are we really saying? Listen to this hagdara. A psikreishal de lo nichle is not a what? It's not a psikreishal. Because the very definition of psikreishal means that intent, that psychological desire, once that breaks down, this is ois psikreishal. If it's not a psikreishal, what category does it fall back into, Rabbi say? It's called Dov Shemizkavin. What's the din? Dov Shemizkavin, mutter or osser? Mutter. That's exactly what. Who says? That's what the Aruch says. That's exactly what the Aruch says. The Aruch says that every psikresha lo nichale by definition is nishkem psikresha. If it's nishkem psikresha, there's blaip tov shem iskavin. There's blaip tov shem iskavin. There's iskavin.
Is
mut lechad chila.
Is lo nichale that he doesn't want it?
It doesn't matter. Okay? But what if you go down the halachic approach? The psikresha does not emanate from the person's machshova. Psikresha is determined in the base matter, not in the psychology lab. And therefore, the halacha declares that if and when A leads to B, does this compound action called AB. So what halacha now sticks out like a sore thumb? What halacha is very difficult to understand? So lo psikresha lo nichle not chayev. So al korchach, you have to say there's some tangential reason why psikresha lo nichle is not chayev. What is that tangential reason? So Taisus in Shabbos Kuf Gimel Baraf in one line Taisus in the bottom of the daf. Two people asked me about this Taisus today. Taisus, I'll tell you why. If you think about it long and hard enough, you'll realize every psikresha de lo nichale happens to also be a what? You fell for it. Is it what? It's a lachshet yichle gufa. It's a lachshet yichle gufa. What does lachshet yichle gufa mean? Lachshet yichle gufa means I'm doing the action. There's only one action. I'm carrying the garbage outside. There's one ma'isa. There's no two ma'isa. There's no Dov Shem Iskavim carrying the garbage, but I'm not interested in using the garbage. So my mindset is different from the mindset of the Mishkan. That's Melech Shetzel Gufa. That's Melech Zataroim. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Yehuda, Pilpi. So says Taisus, Apsik Reisha Denichale Zolzayin, it's one ma'isa, or it's one ma'isa, which is going to have built into it the Ptur, Menatzad, of because at the end of the day, I'm not interested in the outcome. At the end of the day, I'm doing the ma'isa of watering grass, but I'm not interested in the purpose of making grass grow because it's somebody else's grass. It's lochbatli.
Make a difference if it's yours or his?
Of course, if it's mine, it's a creation nichle, then I'm chayav and nochanami. But lochicha bi'arid dechaver, that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos Kof Gimel when it's somebody else's backyard. So that is a psikreation lo nichle, but the peter of psikreation lo nichle is not as nishkim psikreation. It's a psikreisha. It's a psikreisha with an external zaitik p'tur called lachshet yichle gufa. What's the significance of shitas ha'toisus? If the p'tur is only the p'tur of lachshet yichle gufa, it's not that's not called the psikreisha. What's the din of lachshet yichle gufa? Potter v'losar. That's exactly why the recess time. If psikreisha l'nichle, it's not a potter v'losar. Give me another nafkamina. We're going to have another nafkamina. Another interesting nafkamina. A very, very important nafkamina, Ladina. between the Aruch against Tosis. Whether the Paiter of Psikresh lo Nichale is because it's Nishke Psikresha, or the Paiter of Psikresh lo Nichale is because it's the Lachshet Sich Legufa. What if I move out of Echo Shabbos into Kol Torah Kula? So the Gemara says that the Klal of Dovashen Miskavin is true in Kol Torah Kula also. The Mishnah says, Maseches Nazir, that a Nazir, Tafyomi stuff, a Nazir is allowed to shampoo his hair. Even though there's a chance that one of two hairs may fall out in the process of shampooing, it's possible, but it's Dovashen Miskavin, therefore it's Mutter. But the Mishnah says, what a Nazir cannot, he can't comb his hair. Why? Because combing your hair is a what? No pun intended, it's a what? It's a psigration. For sure, the hair is going to come out. So the same klolam of Dovashim is called psigration appear in Kol HaTarakula. Another year is learned with Hilchos Shabbos. What's the din in Kol HaTarakula of a psigration lo bichalei? Silence in the Gemara. The Gemara never talks about it, at least explicitly. What's the din about a psigration lo bichalei in Kol HaTarakula? You know what the Aruch says? Who can guess what the Aruch says? It's a mutter. It's not a psigration. It's Dovashim is called, it's mutter. And you know what Taisa says? There you go. Chai Malkus. It's a Nisa Deraisa. Why? Because every Psikresha, even though it's Lo Nichle, should have been a Nisa Deraisa. The only reason why it's not a Nisa Deraisa is because it's saved by the Baal by Melach Shah Tzich Lagufa. But Melach Shah Tzich Lagufa is only a poter in Uch HaShab, it's not a poter in Kota. There is no Klal of Melach Shah Tzich Lagufa in Kol Torah Kula. And therefore, in Kol Torah Kula, Psikresha Lo Nichle is going to be the same as the Psikresha of the Nichle. That's a Beferish Machlekes, the Archon Tosis. So that's another perfect example of the consequence of that machlokes, this chakir of Rav Chanan. So back to that story of Isaiah. At least we can begin to appreciate where the Taizik soup is coming from. Remember Taizik had that one line and said, you want to know why squeezing pickle juice, why is Gus mutter? Gus is squeezing the pickle juice to get rid of the pickle juice. He wants to eat pickles that are not saturated with sodium. Why is that mutter? So, whereas Tosis in Shabbos said, because no tzorech, it's ein dechtish mekach, it's like mechash lomas tichtoiv, it's like zermi v'en tzorech li'etzim, it's like koresh lomas nitfar. Tosis in Ksuba says, relax. There's nothing to do with that. There is no such klal. You know why it's potter? It's potter because you know why it's mutter? Because the Aruch said it's mutter, because it's a psikresh lo nichalei. A psikresh lo nichalei is mutter. Now, obviously the Ri can't say that. Obviously Tosis can't say that. The other days in Tosis can't say that. Which is not a great surprise why the Tosis in other places didn't say that. It can't say that. That teretz that Tosis says only makes sense if you go down the route of the Aruch. Everyone's good, right? Everyone's good. Everyone, who read the Tosis Ksubas Navav? Everyone looked at the Tosis Ksubas Navav? Everyone said the Aruch is a Gavaldic Murray, the Gemara is beautiful, wonderful, right?
Why didn't we just have to say that
Tosis
was only within the
Because Tos, if you hold like the psychological approach, then once the psychology breaks down, then it becomes mufka from the Shem Psikresha. Once it's no longer Psikresha, it reverts back to its original category of Dov Shem Biskavin, which translates to be mutter. Halakhic approach means that it's a Psikresha no matter how you slice it. It's always a Psikresha, whether Nichle or Nichle. So therefore, it should have been Osir, it should have been Chayev. The only reason why it sneaks out of being Chayev is because Melach Shah Tzich Legufa. Melach Shah Tzich Legufa never makes it mutter. Melach Shah Tzich Legufa always means awesome at the Rabban. Everyone's okay with this Taisuk Suis? Everyone's fine, right?
He said it makes sense according to the Aruch. Tosos said that it makes sense according to the Aruch.
Yeah.
What?
Doesn't
Tosos name make sense according to Tosos?
No, it's terrible according to Tosos. Taisa says, according to the Aruch, everything's hunky-dory in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hey. According to us, we got a lot more work to do. Taisa goes on to give you another pshat. We didn't get another pshat yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So far, we have two biurim in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hey. Either way, it's part of our theory of Git and Nefiotes, and Baruch Amanas Lichtoim, part of that theory of the five different malachas that Tzorech plays a role, or it's part of a different parish, as part of the Psik Reish Lo Nichalei. Everyone's okay? Psik Reish Lo Nichalei, yeah. You guys fell. You guys fell into the mud here. I remember when I was in 10th grade. So Mordechai Marcus, Tzadik Rach, we learned Perek, we're Belaz de Mila. And the sugya of Dovashim Miskavim, Psikreishim, came up there. It was the first time I ever heard of these terms of the first Chakira, the whole introduction to the sugya. And I remember he said under his breath something that I still think about often. He said, you know, the difference between Dov Shem Iskavin and Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa needs a lot of work. He really, really got to work on it. I remember he quoted a certain Acharon who said, wrote 25 pages about this topic, and I remember he said, I'm still not sure what he said. So let me share with you what the Pashtus HaDvarim is, the difference between Dov Shem Iskavin and Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa. They're a little bit tricky, a little bit too close for comfort. There's a Rashba in Masechet Shabbos in the 19th parak in Rav Loz Demila. It says in Masechet Yuma that says pretty much the same thing. That the hallmark of Dov Shem Iskavin means that there are fundamentally two maisim going on. Classic Dov Shem Iskavin, you think about it, is Gur Adamita Kisiv Safsal, right? You're dragging a chair, and that dragging a chair may not result in a chritz being made. Or let's say, even in the case of Nozan, Kol Tarkula, person's taking a shampoo in his hair, and there's a chance that some hairs may fall out. So we could split the maisim. There's a maisa for shampooing. There's a maisa pulling out hair. There's a maisa for dragging a chair. And there's a maisa making a hole. The problem with Rosh Hashanah Kavin is that when I do A, there's a chance that B may occur. So Rabbi Yehuda got all tits about that. Rabbi Yehuda got all nervous about that. It says, oh, you're doing A may lead to B. Gevalt kishrigin. You can't do A because maybe B is going to happen. And Gevalt, you did a malacha. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Whenever B may or may not happen, that's not even in the ballpark. That's b'chlal, not a problem. Very, very lomdash b'chlegs. We've been Rabbi Shimon about Kavon. Not for now. But the feature of Dov Shem Iskavin is that it's two distinct maizim. What's the prototype, the model of Chazal, model par excellence of Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa? Meitzias ameitz. Let's get the easy case. What's Chofetz Gogei? It's more common. Meitzias ameitz. A person carries out a dead body out of the house. Why? Because he wants to get rid of the body. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon right there, because of Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa. There, how many maisim are there? There's one maisim. So what makes something of Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa? What is he lacking in Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa? He's not lacking in the maisim HaMelacha. Where's he lacking in the where? In the Machshava. He has a different goal, a different ambition, a different agenda than they had in the Mishkan. And therein lies what is a Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa. Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa is one maaser with a different agenda. Dov Shem Iskavin is one maaser that may or may not be resulting in the second maaser. Once it's felt in the maaser melacha, once felt in the machshavas melacha. So the Rashba says it's pemoli in Masechet Shabbos. That's where the two part ways. Tosfos Yuma says also pemoli. That's where the two part ways. The minute that you're talking the language of chad the maaser, but just a different kind of a machshava, you are not talking the language of Dov Shem Iskavin anymore, you are talking the language of Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa. If that is the case, then the Taisa Maseches Ksubas is incomprehensible. Because what in the world does Seicher Es HaKvoshim LaGufan have to do with what? With what does it have to do with what? Taisa says, you know why the matir, this is Taisa Ksuba speaking, that's the Shabbos. You want to know why Sechas HaKvashim is mutter? Because it's a psik reisha delo nicha like the aruch. That's what Taisa says. L'fash, l'fipesh aruch nicha, right? So he stated in the Taisa. Taisa is labeling Sechas HaKvashim Lagufan as a what? If it's mutter according to the aruch, what's that another way of saying? That's a Dov Shem Iskavin. What in the world does squeezing out pickle juice to avoid your sodium content have to do with Dov Shem Iskavin? There is one maisa here. It's called squeezing out pickle juice. The chisaron in what you're doing lies where, Rabbi Yisai? In your machshava. You're doing it for a different agenda, for a different purpose. That is absolutely zero to do with the aruch, zero to do with Dov Shem Iskavin, zero to do with psikreishon, do anything. That is a Melach Sheyetzich LaGufa topic. That is much closer in halacha to meitzias ameis l'kavrei. That's like taking out the garbage. That has nothing to do with Dovah Shem Yitzchak. Nothing to do with the Aruch, nothing to do with anything. And as such, as a malacha she'asid l'gufa, what should the resulting din be? Should be potter v'alasa b'dirabanan. Even according to the Bikilim, it's only potter v'alasa b'dirabanan. Tosfos' job in Ksubas is to try to explain what statement in Chazal Hasechus Akvashim Legufan is. What did Rabbi Yechon say? Mutter. Tosfos got into a. This is gonna be a great line, guys. I did not mean it. Tosfos got into a pickle. That has got to go down there as one of the best lines of the year. Okay, so totally, completely unplanned. So where's our Shabbat? We need it for Shushaburg. Okay. So according to Tosfos, that they're labeling squid. Can you imagine? I'll tell you, once I was giving a shift of Kol Yom Rishon. Remember that? You still have them? Kol Yom Rishon. So and I was giving a shiur about preparing salads on Shabbos. I was talking about, not about squeezing pickles, it was about cutting cucumbers and salting the cucumbers and peeling cucumbers. I got the way. I got really orangutan into all the balbatim, a whole array of people were sitting and listening orangutan to the salads and everything. And it was one of the early years when President Joel just recently became the president. And he walks in the middle of the shiur to sit down. And I don't know whether he was more fascinated by the shiur or more fascinated by the fact that I was fascinated about the peeling and cutting pickles and cucumbers and tomatoes. And he was like blown away by just like the fact that I had, you know, captivated an audience with the lomdus of what the chalei shem of a peeler is, whether it's considered to be a derech beir, it's called derech disha, whether it's all that. This just the notion of how much lomdus you could say about a cucumber peel was just like his mom just blew him away. So the same thing over here. Here we're getting so orangutan to this pickle juice. It's talking about a whole cheer about pickle juice. So the Chayyim Taisus play play because Taisus called this a Dov Shem Iskandim. This is Nishke Dov Shem Iskandim. This is Lachshet Zikla Gufa. This is Chad Maisa. So Rabbi Say, Yitachem Yakusha, you have to say that this Tosfos had a different definition of Melach Shetzil Kuvah versus Dov Shem Iskavim. Tosfos did not necessarily see as the demarcation being one versus two Maisim. There's something else. According to Tosfos, you can have one Maisim and still be eligible to be Dov Shem Iskavim. How could that be? Tzarech Iyun Gavol. I don't know what the answer to that question is, but you see clear from this Tosfos doesn't look like the Rashba, doesn't look like the Tosfos themselves in Maseches Yuma. There is a famous Reb Chaim, not for now, in the Rambam. Reb Chaim has a whole shtickle in the Rambam and also works with the assumption of this Tosfos in Ksubas that just because it's Chad HaMaisa that doesn't automatically translate to mean it can't be a Dov Shem Iskavim. That's not a dead giveaway like Tosfos in other places, right? And the Chazon Ish in his Gilyonis in the back of the Reb Chaim says, that's what Reb Chaim's talking about. He says, isn't it a Milsa de Pshita Ad Ma'oid? The Dava Poshet Ad Ma'oid, that once it's Chad HaMaisa, it's not eligible to be a Dov Shem Iskavim anymore. So what Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish are fighting out about is this very Nekuda, this Tosfos, these Tosfos, what they're fighting out about. So, Rabbi Altuski, remember Altuski? Mordechai Altuski. Altuski is one of our Shivas in Torah, or Shamri's grandson. So he comes to America every year. No one was ever around when he came for Shabbos. He comes every year. He speaks in our shul. He stays. He eats a meal by us. His rabbitzin and my wife go back for many, many years. My wife was a student of ours back in seminary, X amount of years ago. So we still remain very close over all the years. So he brought me last time. He just wrote rewrote Reb Chaim. Means he republished Reb Chaim with all ha'aras, his own ha'aras on the bottom of Reb Chaim. He's halfway through. He stopped by saying the Torah. He didn't finish yet. But he gave me the first volume, this big, of all the Shtickle Torahs, the Diyukim in Reb Chaim's. Every Reb Chaim has a Diyukim, Maisa, something in Reb Chaim's. So when I was learning this Sugya, when I was preparing this Sugya, so I was thinking through about the Taisim, how the Taisim Yuma was saying one thing about the Shabbos Kavod, and then I remembered, this Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish, it's the same running fight for years. What exactly the definition of the Dov Shem Iskavim presupposing Chad to Maisa Mana? So I figured I would take a look whether he has any Ha'ara on it. So in the bottom of his Sefer, he writes, in his Ha'ara, he writes that it's a Milsa de Tmiya that Reb Chaim presented one way. Chazon Ish screams Reb Chaim, and Kanishta does it isn't ma'ir, then it's 2 days of Tosfos. This is mamash a running question whether this definition of chayv lo yava, one mice versus two mice, which for the other yeshivas is yedum first, is the difference between the two, is actually not so poshut. Not all Rishonim agree to this. The Rashba says it, Taizen Yuma says it, Taizen Ksubas clearly doesn't say it. So just interesting. He's going to come back in a couple of weeks, so I have to remind him he has more to say about this topic. That humor story though about him is a great one. Should we turn it off? I let the guys enjoy the story also, okay? So he comes, whenever he comes every year, so he always eats a meal by us. And he's an American, he grew up in Lower East Side. Then he moved to Israel a long time ago. So a couple of summers ago, we started off for the summer, so he made a chasana, one of his kids. So he invited us to the simcha. So, I happened to be in this, I went to the simcha. So I came, so he insisted that I sit up on the dais, like with all the rabbanim. So I sat there, Mamash was the only one without a beard sitting on the dais. So I overheard two guys saying, pointing to me, that's the guy who Rabotuski stays by when he goes to Teaneck to raise money. That's where he stays. So I chopped right away. Everyone thought I was the businessman. I was the guy. That's why I sat on the dais. I was the beard, but he stays in my house. Now he comes for lunch. Okay, good.
Did you ever say that Tosfos, even according to the Aruch, you need to answer it because it's even a problem?
Yeah, I'm saying that this pshat is this one line. Yesterday we spent an hour on this one line of Tosfos, so today I just threw a dagger at it. I said that according to conventional wisdom, in Dovah Shavuot Kafes Malchus and Sukkot, the Tosfos doesn't read straight. But Tosfos is allowed to read. Yeah, the whole thing. This doesn't do with the Aruch. So I have a feeling that Tosfos was sensitive to this, and Tosfos didn't want to get involved in the Aruch anyway. Tosfos wasn't a big fan of the Aruch, the Rabbeinu Tam was, but the Ri was a very, very anti-Aruch in this year. So therefore, Tosfos was looking for an alternate pshat why the pickle juice is mutter. The last thing they want to say is what they said in Shabbos at Gimel, that it's part of the Meichel Kamenas Lichtov saga, that they want to stay far away from. So far we have two biurim in the Bali of Tosfos, Shabbos and Iksubis, what the Yisrael Adav is, why Yisrael is a kvash and the Gufin is mutter. Then Tais gives a third shot. What's the third shot? Who has the Tais here? We've got it. We've got the line of Tais. Via Marie, what a great surprise that it's the Re who has to go up with a better shot because he doesn't want to say the Yoruch. Via Marie, the end of the sixth Ramah Kavis. So it's in the Meimar. The Davka Kvashim Shari. The Havi had nischat be'em kwe uchla de ifras ve'ein she mashke alov. Taiz gets you sidetracked with the Meimeim part of the loss of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbish, but I don't want to go down that route right now. All we need to extract from the Taiz is the reason you said is as follows. You know why it's mutter? When Sechel Gufan? Taiz coined the phrase, he didn't really coin it, it's a Gemara in Beit, called uchla de ifras. What's uchla de ifras? Separate, to break into, not really separate, really to break into pieces. Tell you something honestly. We're dealing with Meleches Dosh, right? So Meleches Dosh means that I'm extracting something from something else. That's what the Meloch is. So in the case of the Mishkan, in the farmer, I'm stepping on the grains and I'm pulling out the kernel from the external part. So al zeh ne'amar, that's the Meleches Dosh. And the Gemara said Tzchitas Peiros. How is Tzchitas Peiros that exactly? What is it about Tzchitas Peiros that makes Tzchitas Peiros part of Meleches Dosh? I'm extracting, be very careful how you say it. What am I extracting from what?
Juice
from the pulp. Mashkim in ha'oichel. That's the Meleches, that's the Tzuras HaIsr of Tzchitas Peiros. I'm separating, I'm extracting out the juice from the salad of the fruit. Mashkim min ha'oichel. It is so important that is the model of what I'm doing that the Gemara actually tells us a tremendous chiddush in Masechet Shabbos. What if I have a fruit and I'm squeezing the juice out and I want this juice, I'm so excited about this juice, but I'm not going to drink the juice. What am I going to do with the juice? What am I going to do with the juice? I want the juice. I want the juice as salad dressing of my lettuce and tomatoes. So I got my salad here, and I want lemon juice as my salad dressing. So I take a lemon, or I take a grape, take an olive and I squeeze the olive. The rice, I take a squeeze and I squeeze the olive onto directly onto the salad. You know what the Gemara says? It's mutter lechatchila. We pass it. Achmel lechatchila. Maybe I say something. No, but maybe because we made a chalal of the mshana. Rubed the Rishon Mold. It's mutter lechatchila. Shal lechatchila to do that. How are you talking about this? I'm extracting olive oil from olives. The rice. Why is that mutter lechatchila? And we know why. Because the Gemara dug up a Mishnah, a Maseches Machshirin, that says there's a din luchas tumas eichlin and tumas mashkin called mashkia bolasech eichel ka eichel dummy. That there are differences in halacha between eichlin and mashkin. Any liquid that comes to directly to enhance an eichel is like an eichel. A pidin it's subject to tumas eichel, that tumas mashkin, eichel, different tumas. So all the halachas that govern tumas eichlin apply to a liquid. It's like a liquid. It's a liquid. If I squeeze out a grape to drink grape juice, that's a mashkin, that's its own set of halachas. But if I squeeze out grapes to use the grape juice to enhance my my cholent, so that's called mashkin b'lasech eichel dami.
Is there a difference between
what's
using the grapes for?
No, I'm squeezing out the grapes because I want... I want the juice to enhance my solid food. I'm squeezing out the grape to give a better taste to my piece of kugel. It's going onto my kugel, getting moved into my kugel, I'm eating it together with the kugel. That's not schita. It's mutter lechatchila and shabbos going to Moshe Rishon. Whether we do or don't do it, it's different story. It's mutter lechatchila going to Moshe Rishon. Why is that? Because apidin, it's an eichel. So what did I do? Describe what I did. You know what I did? That's the halach equivalent of taking a knife and cutting an apple in half. When I cut an apple, I'm chai b'shum dosh. You know why? Because I extracted one half of the apple from the other half of the apple. It's honest. That's called ochla de'ifras. Ochla de'ifras means that I take a piece of food and I cut it in half. That's ochla de'ifras. There's nothing wrong with that. So comes Tosis and says, the mashke that I'm getting rid of, the pickle juice that I'm getting rid of, only gets a shei mashke if what? If I want to drink it. But if my kavana is to remove it, it's not chal on a shei mashke. And mamela, it's just like cutting an apple in half. And that's the p'tur v'achadiyah for us. That's the reason why it's mutter. That's like legamri, a different ballgame. I'll share with you the famous line of Ochad Ifras. Some of you may have heard it. In the past, if you ever learned Mehilcha Shabbos, you probably heard it. It goes back to the very first Shavuos after we got married. So Rabbi Simon was not yet married at the time, and he was a very close friend of mine for many, many years. He was in the yeshiva for Yontif. So we invited Rabbi Simon over for a meal on Shavuos. So he ate by us, Rabbi Simon, and at the end of the meal, only Rabbi Simon could have made the following observation. He turned to my wife. My wife's name is Efrat, in case you don't know. And he said, this is phenomenal. All the food was delicious. It's Ochla de Efras. That was his line. He was so proud of himself for that line. We have repeated that line over the last almost 30 years through Rabbi Simon and myself. So you heard it here. Rabbi say, so there are three different... hasn't changed much from Simon. There are three different biurim in the Gedolei Bali Atosis. Tosis had three different versions of what's going on behind the scenes of his pickle juice. Only the first version is relevant to Kindaf Yates of an Aleph. The other two versions are not relevant. They're important, they're critical, they touch worlds about other Yesedis in Halach and Shabbos, but they're not relevant to our picture that we're interested in, so therefore we're going to go back to Kindaf Yates for now. So basically, let's go back to the Malachas that we really, really are convinced your agenda plays a critical role. Moichik abanas lichtov. I mean, at least according to Tosafot, according to Rashi, significantly less. But moichik abanas lichtov. Korei abanas litvor. Soiser abanas livnos. Those are the only three actually in Chazal. Then we started to get a little bit tricky. We had matir abanas lichshur. Maybe that was Tosafot wasn't 100% sure about. We had koitzer abanas l'shamish be'etzim. Not so sure about. We had dosh to get rid of the pickle juice. So we had three questionable applications of this principle. But let's stick to the things that we do know for sure. I want to pick on one, Korea. Korea Menaslit 4 and Moram Menaslit seem to be mamish. They're almost like identical twins. They both appear in Chazal. They seem to be absolutely identical. And you know what? They're so identical. Let's push the envelope a little bit and say, maybe that machlekes that we know from Gittin Yutes, but I want to remind you, we're back in Gittin Yutes now. That machlekes Rashi and Tesis about Moichek, about Sikra Gabidio, which has got this whole ball rolling 3 days ago. But we developed this machlekes Rashi and Tesis, whether the almanases mean just to avoid mekalkel issues, whether the almanas is part and part of the integral definition of the melacha. We could probably carry that over to Korea and Teifer also. So let's try to do that. Let's take Gittin Yutes and try to plug in the Rashi and Taisin, Gittin Yutes, into Korea Menaslit, because those two malachas are probably pretty close to one another. And we bump into a Gemara, a very famous Gemara, Makas Dav Gimel Beis, which becomes the Gemara we have to address in this question. Seventh of the Mamre Kermes, Amri Yudim Barav, HaPaseach Pesetzav B'Shav Eschayev Chathas. So the imagery we can give is a guy's got wants to make a pair of tzitzis. So he goes to the store, the new chumrah, he wants to make the hole himself. He wants to make the hole of the tzitzis l'shmo, okay? New Misha guys. So he buys a big piece of wool, 26 by 26, it has the shiur, he wants to be machped the chaznish, not to have such a big hole, the sides, the shoulders are bigger than the hole, all chumrah is here. So he's sitting there, and he's, you know, figuring out with chazanishes, with maiselach, with the ambis and tefachim and everything. One small technical problem. What's the problem? He's doing it on Shabbos, okay? So he forgot about Shabbos. So he sewed the rangatot of the chazanish, he forgot Shabbos. So he cuts the hole, takes the scissors, and he cuts the hole perfect. Gavaldik, Gavald! Shabbos! He was peseach pesetzav b'Shabbos. Chayef. Which malacha did he violate? So Rashi says, Shetiken Kli. He violated the malacha of Tiken. What is Tiken Kli? What's the name of that malacha? Makhlepatish. Makhlepatish has nothing to do with patish, as we all know that. Everyone knows that. Nothing to do with hammers. Hammers is one kind of makhlepatish, but it's Gemara Kli, Gemara malacha. Tiken Kli. So Rashi says, Yechai Bishim Tiken Kli. So the Rambam doesn't seem to say that, because the Rambam in the 8th of the Rambam Komus, Peygud Allah Yud, the Rambam talks about Allah's Kareya, and tells you more about Kareya, more about Kareya, more about Kareya, and the last three words, the Rambam says, by the way, HaPasech Beisatzav B'Shav Eschayev. It is pretty obvious from the Rambam, although they actually, believe it or not, the Chazanish thought maybe you could read the Rambam differently, but the conventional wisdom is that if the Rambam put this line into the Malacha of Kareya, that's why Yechai. The Rambam is not talking about Makal Patash in the middle of Kareya. He's got another 20 malachas to go. So the Pashup Shah, even though the Rambam never says Pemole, Pesach Pesach Shav is Chayav Mishum Kareya, it seems pretty obvious from the context that that's the case. So you have to turn the tables on Rashi and say, Rambam's right. I took his scissors and I cut. So that's Kareya. Isn't that Kareya? Why did Rashi have to go run fishing to go left field to find me a new malacha? What's wrong with Korea? Korea so comes the Kesef Mishnah, and he quotes a Ritva in Maseches Makis. Quotes a Ritva, Perkam, the Makis, Prish Rash, Mesech, Mesetzav, and Mamish, Osa Pesach, Chadash, Lachalo, Chushas, Chachat, Perish. Nehid is the Ritva saying, Bidas Rashi. The Nehid, the Lo Mechayev, Mishim Korea, the Korea, Shalom, and Aslit for who? You know why you're not Chayim Mishim Kareya? Because it ain't what? It's not a monoslip, but you're not going to re-sew it. That would be the silliest thing. If you re-sewed it, you know what would get stuck? Your head, right? The last thing you want to do is re-sew that hole, especially with your head in it, okay? So you're not re-sewing the hole. So it's a Kareya Shalom monoslip for. Says the Ritva, says Kesef Mishnah Shem Ritva, but that's Rashi. Now I know why Rashi veered away from the Rambam's Priyad. The Rambam's Priyad is a Pella. It's not Kareya Shalom Nasrit for. What are you chayav for? That's why Rashi had to come up. Good morning. It's Bakla Patish. No? So push the question back to the Rambam. So didn't the Rambam realize that you're not going to resell? What's the answer? Obviously. The Rambam said, but it's productive. It's a tikkun. It's very productive. You know what productive is? You're going to have yourself a pair of tzitzis in a few hours. You accomplished your goal. You tell me, that's not makalka. You see a guy buying a piece of cloth and making a hole fitting his head perfectly. You say, that guy's a meshugan. He's destroying. He's ripping clothes. Kareh begadim, the Gemara says, is a sign of being a shaita. That means kareh begadim, but you destroy. A guy works around and rips his shirt, rips his pants, and rips all his undershirts all over the place for no reason. But you see a guy doing, when you see a tailor at work, you don't say he's a shaita. So l'chora, the way the Ridvan, the Kesef Mishnah, are sizing up the issue in this sugya, it comes out that ultimately the Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam is about this very nekuda, namely, yes, Chazal speak the language of Kura Manas Litvor, but clearly the Rambam understood Manas Litvor as Lav Dafka. It just meant a way of gauging Tikkun versus Kilkul, whereas Rashi is a stickler for details. Rashi, as it says, Rashi is a pashtun. It says, Manas Litvor has got to be Manas Litvor. Anything short of Manas Litvor is not going to be Chayiv. So it sounds like therein lies the machlokes Rashi and Rambam. This does not bode well for us, Rabbi Say, because we were pretty convinced that the model of Kareh Manas Litvor is identical to the model of Moichel. I mean, it's in the same breath in Chazal, it's the same mission, it's the same words. And Rashi and Gittin Daf Yutes was pretty clear that Sikra Gabidio is Chayav Mishum Mochek, even though Rashi didn't say boo about any subsequent writing taking place. Rashi said, Fager, you want to know why it's Nishke Bekalka? It's Nishke Bekalka because it's Nikola Ayin. Taitz was the one who made up a longer story. I'm a Gila, I had black, and then I have red, and I have noch black, and noch red, and noch black, and I'm writing 15 times over. It's going to be a great tikkun. I'm going to snich toif. Taitz went down that route. Rashi, all of that's Rashi to say there's a subsequent ksiva. So we were so happy, last Thursday we said, this is the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. The Machlokes is Amanas Nichtav just a way of gauging Tikkun versus Kilkul, or is it an intrinsic part of the Melacha? So we said, Taisus held, it's an intrinsic part of the Melacha. And we dug up Taisus in Ayin Gimel Amanaf, then we did Taisus in Ayin Gimel Amanaf, and that's what we got sidetracked with the pickle juice. So this was all Taisus Shita, but good morning, according to Rashi, you don't need Amanas Nichtav. All you need is to gauge that it's not a Kilkul. That would put the two Rashis diametrically opposed to one another. So when you learn Gittin and Nefiyut Tesem and Aleph, you can't learn it without learning Makas Nef Gimel Beis. And you realize right away, if the Ridvan the Kesef Mishnah right, this is terrible, terrible. This is a royal disaster for Shittas Rashi in Makas Nef Gimel. In Gittin and Nefiyut Tesem. Everyone realizes, everyone caught this right away, right? Who here saw the Rashi and Makas? Everyone said the Rashi Machas, everyone said the Rambam, everyone said the Kesef Mishnah, everyone realized this can't be the Pshat in Rashi. So what is the Pshat? So we have to look for some other deep, dark, secret reason why Rashi veers from Kareya. There's another reason why Rashi veers, not the reason that the Ritva says. We're going to go against Rishonim now. We're going to take on the Ridvan against the Mishnah, but we have to. We have no choice because we're learning Gittin Daf Yutes. We have no choice in the manner.
Kareya Manash
Lindfor
is not listed with
Kusav Al-Nasr. Of course it is. It doesn't say Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Shabbos Ayin Gimel. Doesn't say that? Doesn't say it? Yeah. It's a Mishnah. Ayin Gimel Manash Shabbos. No? It's not there? I didn't put the Mishnah in the Ram Kramas. It's there. Right, you got a Mishnah? You got a Mishnah in Shabbos? I think it's there. If not, we can close up Shabbat and Mincha. Exhibit A. Hakareya Amanas Litvor. Hamochek Amanas Lichtov. So Sovanas Livnos isn't there, but it's there in the third, in the second parashat. The Gemara has the phrase. That taka doesn't appear in the Mishnah, but it appears at least in Chazal. Mata Amanas Likshot Toysus Beda. Those two are there, very, very much so. Very clearly there. So Beisai, we are not alone in a quest for an alternate pshat in Rashi, why he veered from the Rambam's pshat of Kareya. We are going to piggyback on who? The Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha was Eish Lahava that there has to be another Pshat in Rashi. It cannot be like this with one Kesef Mishnah. It's Layitach Ein Davar Kazeh. You know why the Bir Halacha said it? Basically for one reason. I mean, he's got quite a long piece here. But I'll tell you why he said it. He said it because of Gemara and Shabbos in Perka Oireg. There's a whole Mishnah, a whole Gemara, a whole Amun and Gemara about if somebody is Korea on Shabbos when he becomes an Ovel, Korea Mesai, is he Chayev for Chil Shabbos? And I'm not allowed to do Kriya on Shabbos, obviously. The guy went ahead and he did Kriya on Shabbos. So is he chayav for chilul Shabbos or not? So basically the Gemara says that yes. Even though what? I don't want you to say that. He's not going to sew it back up. Not only is he not going to sew it back up, but what? Actually, certain kriyas you're not allowed to sew back up, depending on emo shakur. There are different dinim. So this guy's not sewing back his kriyas, and the Mishnah says, yeah, he wasn't Yechayev. Yechayev for Kareya. So says the Bir Aloch, and already before the Bir Aloch, remember Kivega already discovered this. Kivega already said that nobody could possibly say that you need Amanas Lit for Mamish. It's impossible. Why are you Chayev for Kareya Mesai? Because it's what? It is extremely what? Productive, what you did. It's a tachon. You know what the mesachet is? You fulfilled the mitzvah of kriya. You did a kriya. You yaitzed the mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah of Bavari? That's a whole other sugya for now. But you yaitzed the kriya. So what the Be'al Locha echoes is really a Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega, in the Gion HaShas, and then give him an hour. On that Tosfos, the Tosfos starts to collect malachas. On Gimel days, I'm sorry. The Tosfos collects all the malachas that require tzerech. Let me read you Rebbe Kivega. I didn't put it on my comments, right? No, did I? Let me read you this Rebbe Kivega, if I could possibly read it in this size here. Mavur de Sviralo, Rebbe Kivega is going on when Tosfos is collecting all the malachas. When Tosfos says, ooh, Koresh Shalom Nas Litfar, and Koresh Shalom Nas Lishash Be'etim, and then they go back to the pickle juices. All those examples that I'm giving on the days. Says Rebbe Kivega, Mavur de Sviralo, the Av Hecha de Enum Akalkel, the Tzach Leizer Dov, because we're compotor. Fafil Rebbe Yudu de Sviralo, she Enum Amanas Litfar, lo Mikra Malacha Chashuva. It's not called a malacha. I don't even know which Kesef Mishnah he's talking about. And this one right here. Thank you. The Kashalon Misugin de la Kamon. What's the Sugin de Kamon? Shabbos Daf Kuf Darim Abeis. What does it say there? It says that when you rip for a mace, you can potentially be chayef. Craig said, I don't understand what's going on. It's not Shaykh. How can the Ritvok HaZmish say such a thing? How can Tosfos claim such a thing? There's an absolute Chaykhul Yavah, but ask this for. What the Rebbe Kivega is really asking is, who else is he really asking without asking? Who is he really attacking? The Rambam. Supporting the Rambam. He's attacking the Ritvok HaZmish by saying nobody can really believe it has to be literally Amanas Litfar. Who is he also attacking? He's attacking somebody close to our hearts. Close to our daf, close to our sechta. Who else is he attacking? Tosfos where? In Gittin Daf Yates. Because Tosfos said, why is Sikra Gabi Dio Chaya? Because it's Amidas Lichtov Mamish. And Tosfos gives you a whole story why. Tosfos veered away from Rashi in Daf Yates. Because Tosfos says the Amidasas require the real McCoy. And Tosfos Dayan Gibel says it needs the real McCoy. So the Rebbe Kivega and the Be'al Locha threw their hands up and says, it can't be. It's lo yitochit davar kazeh. Nobody can really say you need literally Amanas Lichtav. It can't be. You can't need Amanas Lichtav. That can't be. It's against the Sugi Bekarel Mesai. And it can't be about Moich Amanas Lichtav. It just can't be. So it now behooves the Bir Halacha to try to solve this mystery. So Taka, why doesn't Rashi say Karel? Why does he run to Machmud Tatish? First Rashi, the same sugir memches and Shabbos as Makas and Gimel. Because Basef is the top of the Chimush Makapatish. The Nira lead is for us who to lay Shayach Shem Kereya Kiyim Kishumakalka Beisa Pula El Shumachav Bishvil Eze Tikun Shayin Shay Bimishkan Kirin Vitefin Osh Shakumakalzi Riyah. that kriya mekalkelas habegel or shenisfav tigurai deizeh. There's different halachah machmir panish. This is the bealach has to digest and think and think and think and then some. What the bealach just said? You know why pesach b'satzavah is not chayav mishum kareya? Because it's too much of a what? Too much of a tikkun. It's kulo tikkun. Does it just came kareya? Kareya b'atzmuso means that there's some degree of negativity here, but the grand total is good. So I'm ripping the stitches here right now. I'm making it worse than it was. But I got a plan. I'm a tailor. I'm going to make it much, much better. So right now, I'll tell you, here's the problem, right? I'm wearing this suit right now. You know, I bought the suit 6 months ago. It's a couple of yom tovim, passed. I can barely close it. You know, so they tell me, if you take it out a little bit, so I'm ripping your suit. A mom is going to tell they're ripping the suit. It's like an act of kilkum. Abba, there's a tikkun down the line. Das is blechas kireya. Abba, when you do something that ba'atzmuso is kulo toiv, kulo tikkun, that's not blechas kireya. Now, I didn't say it's going to be mutter on Shabbos. We got 38 other melachos to choose from. It just happens to be machmir patish. But kareya is nisht. That's the yisayid hadavar for melachos kareya. And therefore, when the guy tears kriya for the mace, there's a kilkul, the beg is mukulkul. What's the grand total? What's the net gain? The mace is yotzei kriya. That's more important than he lost a $5 shirt. So it's worth it to rip the shirt. There was a guy I saw last time I was by the Kaisel. Something just rubbed me the wrong way about it. The guy selling shirts, kriya shirts, with a big picture. I can't even tell you, the big picture of the Kaisel. There's this tear here. This is a souvenir. This is a kriya on Mokam and Mikdash became a game. I thought it was very poor taste. The guy's selling them. He's walking around selling shirts, the kriya shirts. Bizarre. So there's a kilkul to the shirt, but there's a tikkun because you yaitz it didn't find Korea. But when it's kulo tikkun, it's done. This is like a collector's item in Shabbos. It's like a trivia question in Shabbos. We usually think our mindset of Shabbos is the more tikkun, the more chayev; the less tikkun, the less chayev. Here, when do you do more tikkun and you end up being potter? By Korea, of course. That's the yisayf for Be'er Loch. That's Rashi. It's unbelievable. Rabbi say, can we take this one step further? If it's true by Korea, then it may be true by what? Like what? Like which one? We seem to think the two are connected. I mean, we did discover a minute ago that they both appear in the Mishnah. So maybe that's true by Moichek also. If I do an act of Moichek that's kulo tikkun mit chila v'yatsoit, is that one iota of kilkul in there? That's not going to be Moichek. Everyone remember when we first started the Shaila of Moichek, we raised the question, is Amanas Lichtoiv necessary just to remove kilkul issues, or is it because intrinsic? Remember I quoted a Pribu Gadim? Who had a Shaila of a guy erases the IOU note? So the Pribu Gadim said, if you hold that you don't really need Amanas Lichtoiv, you'll be chaya for that. Is that true? I'm not so sure it's true. According to this Be'er Halacha. Because where's the kilkul? Yeah, the loan has been paid already, so there's absolutely zero relevance of having these words written on this piece of paper. So by erasing these words, I did no kilkul whatsoever. All I did was tikkun. So if you got him, says, oh, so maybe you chayef. So the Be'er Halacha would perhaps turn around and say, no, you're not. So again, it's an interesting, fascinating insight from Be'er Halacha. I didn't really think about this a lot. Rabbi Sai, there is one other option left to kind of put the final piece of this puzzle together. We've been walking around with this idea, read since Thursday, about when I have these malachas, it's amanas malachas. So do I look at amanas just simply through the eyes of tikkun versus kilkul, or is there somehow more of the definition of the malacha? The derech of the malacha, definition of malacha, I'm not sure how to word it, Tosfos uses derech, maybe others say the etzma malacha. Could they'd both be right. Could this very Shaila that the Rishayim and the later Acharonim are pilbling about, could they both be right? Could it actually be subject to a Machlekes HaTanoim? Which Tanoim and what issue were they arguing about? Which Tana is very likely to say that Almanas is critical? It is so important in order to be Chayev. Without it, we can't make you Chayev. That's a very Rabbi Shimon thought process. Why? Which Rabbi Shimon here? Don't fall into the trap. Think for a minute. Which statement Rabbi Shimon would be a perfect, you know, a perfect application? Which principle of Shimon could we apply here to pata you if it's not quite amanas lichta, if mamish, mamish, mamish? If it's not quite amanas lichta, mamish, mamish, mamish? This is a Moshe Yisrael Gufa issue. Why? Going back to conventional wisdom, before we got sidetracked with the Tosafot and Ksubas. How many mice am I doing when I'm ripping something for a different reason? When I'm erasing something for a different reason? I'm not going to rewrite. And I'm not going to resell. Whoa. There's one mice here. Wherein lies the deficiency? In my mind. Could it be that if I do a moichek shalom and aslich daif, the poter is not like Taisa said enough, I am Gimel, ain't derch Disha Bekach, ain't derch Mechik Bekach, ain't derch Kriya Bekach. And not like we started off on Thursday by saying, the din for Malacha, for Mishka, that's the definition of Kriya. No. The point there is our good friend, Malach Shetzich Legufa. The mile of that is that if we find somewhere in Shas that doesn't buy into it, we'll just pin it on who? On which Tana? If we find somebody in Shas who says, oh, you don't really need Amanas Lichtov Mamish. You don't really, really need Amanas Litvar Mamish. That'll be Rabbi Yehuda speaking. So if you look carefully in Shabbos Kuvdal, the whole Sugi of Korah B'chamasoi, it would appear, at least the way some Rishonim read the Gemara, that it was actually Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was speaking, who said, Karel Meso is Chayev. Comes the Chai Adam, and Hoshea Claudian tells you, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds, you don't really need Amanas. You need what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it better be a what? It better be a tikkun, because Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Kol Mekachol Ptur, everyone, that's the mission. No, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argues the Chai Adam had different understandings of what Amanas means. So whereas on Thursday we presented these are two diametrically opposed, it's a chakir, it's a machlekes, it's a shem shem zok tazoy, another achram zok tazoy, and toy zok tazoy, and rashi zok tazoy. We made a whole two radically different approaches. Comes a chayyadim and says, you're right, the different approaches, but the different approaches didn't start with the rishayim, they started with the tanoim. Because if you really believe like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't really care what your agenda is. It doesn't interest what your agenda is. All that interests us is to do the Maisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, good morning, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says that we take into consideration what your agenda is or is not. So now we have a whole other approach to why we, lahalacha, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, most of the time pass like Rabbi Shimon, why we, lahalacha, are not going to be willing to be mevatra at Amanas. We can insist at Amanas. Not like Taisa said, "Ein derech disha bekach." It's a p'tur of kliyach yad, which we didn't bechlal understand. Not like we suggested this idea on Thursday, this vague idea that look, that's the shame malacha, that's the shame in halachapedia definition of malacha. No, the paiter of shalom anas literally is what is a good old friend, the malach shetiv legufa. But according to Buda, we'll see. This is not going to be chayev. This is the chayev of Hoshtikul Torah. It's based on Nishtik Utar that the Chayyadim then goes one step further and he says, you know, now we can make sense out of a Rambam. The Rambam tells us that there's a Tolda of Teifer and a Tolda of Kareya. We usually think of Tofer and Kareya taking place like, you know, with the tailor, with the needles and thread, that kind of stuff. The Rambam says, what's the essence of a Loch of Teifer? Taking two items and putting some kind of an artificial thing between them and sticking them together. So 99% of the time, that's the needle and thread. What's Kareya? taking two items that were stuck together through some kind of unofficial Hebrew and separating them apart. So again, needle and thread, 99% of the time, but there's a tolda. I can accomplish the same exact feat using a different kind of a Hebrew. What is the Hebrew, says the Rambam? Elmer's glue. I take two pieces of paper and I glue them together. So the Rambam says, Yechai Mishim Teufer. Here's the needle, where's the thread? I don't even need the thread. What's the difference? Mali, needles and thread, Mali glue. So the Rambam says, Hareza Medabik Niyoros of the Rambam, Hareza Toldos of Teufer. Hamafrid ben Haniyoros, the person separates, yanks apart two pieces of paper that are glued together. Says the Rambam, what? Hareza Kareya. State in the Ram, famous Ram and Chusham. Ram says, "Be atzma." It's that Ram, by the way, that causes a lot of problems. All the openings of the adhesions and the bandages and the diapers, mutazachan about things that are stuck together, all are rooted in that Ram. But they kareh the teifa, and that's kayom and akayom. A lot of Torah is not for now. Says the Chayyadom. Why does the Rambam say Yechayev for Mafrid ben Aniyoros Tevukim? Can someone explain to me, what are you doing? I have two pieces of paper that are glued together. I'm separating them. Why am I separating them for? Someone want to tell me? What's my goal? What's my agenda to separate between glued pieces of paper? I need two pieces of paper. For whatever reason, I need two pieces of paper. Do you have in a million years think that after the guy uses the piece of paper, what's he going to do? He's going to re-glue them together again? Very unlikely. The Rambam doesn't say boo, doesn't say a word about re-gluing the paper again. Says chayel, but it's, why you chayel? The Rambam says chayel, chayel, skil, chayel, chayel, why? It's not what? It's not amenas what? Lit for. It's not amenas the davek. Why you chayel? Says chayel, I'll tell you why you chayel. Remember I said, Malach she'asich legufa is patra according to just about all Rishonim except for one. Who's the one? The Rambam. The Rambam, Begin Vichu Shabbos, happens to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. For whatever reason, the Rambam learned to Maskara Sigma was like Rabbi Yehuda, other Rishon disagreed. The Rambam was the lone Rishon, pretty much, who said that Malach says that Luf is Chayef. Says the Chayef, now I understand why Medabek Niyar is a Mafra Ben Niyar says Chayef. The Rambam says it's Chayef. You know why? Because the Rambam says we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Malach says Luf is Chayef. Therefore, the only thing we have to be careful about is to make sure there's no kilkul. There's no kilkul. The guy wants two pieces of paper. What's a kilkul? So says Chayyad B'das Rambam. The Rambam says Yechayev. We can never say Yechayev. Anyone who disagrees with the Rambam would never ever in a million years say Yechayev, because it would be lacking in Malach HaTzrich L'Gufa. The Chayyad was so happy, so excited that he discovered this Rambam. The Rambam's L'Shitosai, and everything's coming up with Shalom, except for one small glitch at the end of the Chayyad and Shul Torah, and that's the ninth of the Marmakamis. Person sticks together papers or animal skins with kosher sofas like a glue. Hareza told us toif v'chayev right after Ram. V'cheda mafarek niyaros devukim or is devukim. V'lon is kavin the kalkul bavad. Hareza told us kerei v'chayev. The Shulchan Aruch is a verbatim quote out of the Ram and Chol Shabbos. No mention of regluing the paper. No one's regluing the animal skins. L'hoyd v'amayelim, and you're still chayev. Why? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? What were the magic words he said? V'lon is kavod the kukul b'vad. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin on Malach Shetzich L'Gufa? I'm sorry to report that he probably, most probably, I know this is Mangan Avram, I know someone's getting chopped with Mangan Avram and Simon Shin Mem, I got it, but we're not going to talk about that. Pashup Shah, the Shulchan Aruch paskin is like Rav HaRishonim, that Malach Shetzich L'Gufa is potter. The Af Al Pichain, the Shulchan Aruch had no qualm saying what? What words did the Shulchan Aruch say? No problem. Yechayev even lo up. What were the four words? V'lo diskav the kikul b'vad. Knowing full well there's no manas lit for, the Shulchan Aruch did not think the Chayyadim Shulchan Aruch was correct. The Chayyadim was toila this shayla of amanas lit for. That's a Rabbi Shuda, Rabbi Shimon shayla. Shulchan Aruch clearly didn't buy into that, because Shulchan Aruch himself paskins like Rabbi Shimon and still turns around and says Yechayev as long as it's not kilkul. So it's a nice Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the Chayyadim's right b'das Ram, but it's not right pashas b'das Shulchan Aruch. So everybody say, when all the dust settles, what do we have? Chazar, what do we learn? Get Daf Yutes, right? That's what we learn. We just read a Gemara. Remember where we started? It started with Sikra Gabidio. That was it. The Gemara says Yechayev Mishum Machek. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe it's Makalko, maybe not Makalko. If it's not Makalko, why Yechayev? Where's the Amanas? Machlag is Rashi and Taisus. So we said, oh, Machlag is Rashi and Taisus. Do you need a little Amanas or not? So we started to collect Taisum throughout Shas. All Masech HaShabbos, Tais and Shabbos, Tafai and Gimel, and Tais and Shabbos, Tafai and Gimel, and Beis, and Gimel, Alf, and Beis. Tais collected half a dozen malachas, where Tzorech is so critical, and without Tzorech, it's not Derech Bekach, the whole 9 yards. That was Tais the Shita. And then, one of the grandiose rayas that Tosus brought was from that Gemara about the pickle juice. So it took us a day and a half to get until we figured out the story with the Gosses pickles. So we had to identify that anyone who didn't take that Taisus wasn't so b'shubat to that Taisus, that had a different shot of the pickle juice. So we saw our Aruch and Taisus, then we had to go down to Rebbe Chanan Ruch just to understand what Taisus is talking about. We raised our objection against that Taisus. It doesn't fit into our picture of one Maisa, two Maisa. We left a lot of things hanging in terms of that. Then we saw Taisus Echol Difres, told a few jokes about that, we saw the other Mahalchim. And then we circled back to this issue of Amanas, not Amanas, this is how serious we take it, seems to be the same Achlekes Rashi around the way the Ritva says it's playing out in Parasech Beis HaTzavar. Then we had the Be'alocha and Rebbe Kivik, a shrine, Chai V'Kaim, nobody could say it's against Kurebe Chamosoi. So they gave Mishimur, gave a Lagamri, different beer, a razzle dazzle beer in Kereh, which we extended to Meichik. And then we were Me'irer that, unlike everything we've been saying up until now, that maybe the pointer is Lav Derech Disha B'kach, and maybe the pointer is because it's not the Shev Alocha, maybe the real pointer ultimately is Moksha Yitzchuk Guf, that was Chayodim's approach, which fit nicely into the Ramah of Davik Yeres, but fell short in terms of Shulchan Aruch. So it all circles back to where we left off and getting that few tests about. So hopefully this year tomorrow we'll start the next segment about the Ksav Gavik Ksav in the classic sense of the word. Okay.